Dear Boudreaux, thanks for the bird in the pear tree. I fixed it last night with some dirty rice. I don't think the pear tree will grow in the swamp, so I'll swap it for a satsuma. Day 2. Dear Boudreaux, your letter say you sent 2 turtle doves, but all I got was 2 scrawny pigeons. Anyway, I mixed them with andouille and I made some gumbo out of them. Day 3. Dear Boudreaux, why don't you send some crawfish? I'm tired of eating them darn birds. I gave 2 of those prissy French chickens to Marie Trahan over at Grand Bayou and fed the 3rd to my dog, Fido. Marie needed some sparring partners for her fighting rooster. Day 4. Dear Boudreaux, mon Dieu, I told you no more friggin' birds. These 4, what you call them calling birds, were so noisy you could hear them all the way to Napoleonville. I used their necks for my crab traps and I fed the rest of them to the gators. Day 5. Dear Boudreaux, you finally sent something useful. I like them golden rings, me. I hocked them at the pawn shop in Thibodeau, and I got enough money to fix the shaft on my shrimp boat and buy a round of the boys at the Raisin Cane Lounge. Merci beaucoup. Day 6. Dear Boudreaux, couchant. Back to the birds, you turkey. Poor egg-sucking Fido is scared to death of them 6 geese. He tried to eat them eggs, and they pecked the heck out of his snout. They're good at eating cockroaches, though. I made stuff under them with oyster dressing on Christmas Day. Day 7. Dear Boudreaux, I'm going to wring your fool neck next time I see you. Thibodeau the mailman is ready to kill you. The mad from all them birds is stinking up his mailboat. He afraid someone will slip on that stuff and sue him good. I let those 7 swans loose to swim on the bayou, and some duck hunters from Mississippi blasted him out of the water. Talk to you tomorrow. Day 8. Dear Boudreaux, poor old Thibault. He had to make 3 trips on his mail boat to deliver them 8 males of milking them their cows. One of them cows got spooked by the gators and almost tipped over the boat. I don't like them sniffless maids, me no. I told them to get to work getting fishing and sweeping the shack, but they said it wasn't in their contract. They possibly think they're too good to skin nutrias I caught last night. Day 9. Dear Boudreaux, what you trying to do, huh? Thibault had to borrow a lutch of ferry to carry them jumping twits you call lords of leaping across the bayou. As soon as they got here, they wants a tea break with crumpets. I don't know what that means, but I says, well, la-dee-da, you're going to get chicory coffee or nothing. Mon Dieu, Emile, what am I going to feed all those bozos? They're too snooty for fried nutria, and the cows don't eat my turnip greens. Dear Boudreaux, you got to be out of your mind. If the mailman don't kill you, I for sure will. Today, he delivered 10 half-naked floovies from Bourbon Street. Did they say the ladies dancing, but they don't act like ladies in front of those limey twits. They almost left after one of them got bit by a water moccasin over by the outhouse. I had to butcher 2 cows to feed them and get toilet paper. The Sears catalog wasn't good enough for those hoity-toity Lord Royal behinds. Dear Boudreaux, where you at? Cheerio and pip-pip. Your 11 pipers piping arrives today from the House of Blues. Second lining as they got off the boat, we fixed some goose and beef jambalaya, finished the whiskey, and we was having a fado-do. The new mailman, he drank a bottle of Jack Daniels, and he having a good time, yeah, dancing with the floozies. Thibault, he jumped off the Sunshine Bridge yesterday screaming your name. If you get some mysterious ticking package in the mail, don't open it, man. Day 12. Dear Boudreaux, sorry to tell you, but I got your true love no more, no. After the fado-do, I spend the night with Jacques, the head piper. We decide to open a restaurant and gentlemen's club on the bayou. The floozies, pardon me, ladies dancing, can make $20 for a table dance, and the lords can be waiters and valet park the boats. Since the maids have no more cows to milk, I trained them to set my crab traps, watch my trout lines, and run my shrimping business. We will probably gross 1 million clams next year.